it's just frustrating in an old community that's the most, you know, it needs the most services of any community in Western New York, is going to be going without a crime victim assistance program.
Dennis Mitchell is program coordinator for Matt Urban's Crime Victims Assistance Program. He admits missing the audit deadline, a requirement before a new grant application can even be submitted. Even so, Mitchell says the Broadway Fillmore District Center submitted an on-time application in April requesting $1.1 million over 3 years. The majority of those funds would have paid for the 4 full-time and 1 part-time staff members who work with crime victims and their families on Buffalo's East Side.
The state charts how many claims are being filed by programs and how many of those claims are being paid. And we are number 3 in the state, in the top 3 in the state, the last 8 years. And not only claims processed through the Office of Victim Services, but also claims paid. So that right there tells you that we do quite a bit of work out here.
The Matt Urban Center's program serves 45 to 50 new clients monthly, or up to 700 new victims of crimes like assault, robbery, domestic violence, or homicide each year, according to Mitchell. The State Office of Victim Services says it's providing $10.3 million to a dozen programs in Erie County alone.
October 1st, the Office of Victim Services will fund 14 victim assistance programs in Erie County, and that's 6 more programs than the agency currently funds, and that will expand access to direct services, everything from crisis counseling, advocacy, legal help, and other assistance for victims of crime and their families.
Janine Cava is spokeswoman for the state office. The funds are available to cover out-of-pocket expenses related to a crime that occurred in New York. Victims do not have to be residents of New York to receive financial assistance.
The agency is providing more than $281.3 million over 3 years across the state to victim assistance programs, 228 of them. And that also is really critical because it will allow the agency to meet gaps in services that exist. And also, that's the most money that the agency has provided ever in federal funding to support victim assistance programs in the state of New York.
People over here in the East Side have troubles getting around. Believe it or not, a majority of them ride bikes. They walk. They take buses. They don't own vehicles, so it's very difficult for them to get around. We even provide bus tokens when they're going to court.
Mitchell says he's reached out to local lawmakers for help and looked for other sources of funding but was unsuccessful. He believes there'll be less cases prosecuted because of the unavailability of victims.
There's no appeal mechanism in place. There's nothing you can do to explain why something happened the way it did. And at this point, they're just telling us you're out of luck. Sorry.
You can find a list of local crime victims assistance programs funded from the 2019-2020 state budget on our website at WBFO.org. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.